This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush is standing by the leader of the World Bank, but some former officials are not. Paul Wolfowitz is under attack for many reasons, one of which is the raises he approved for his girlfriend. And this week, the Financial Times newspaper printed a letter from former World Bank staff that reads, "We believe he can no longer be an effective leader. He has lost the trust and respect of bank staff at all levels," they write. The letter goes on to say that Wolfowitz damaged credibility on his flagship issue, which is fighting corruption. David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal is following this story, and he's a regular guest on this program. David, good morning.
Good morning.
The basics first. If somebody did want to fire Paul Wolfowitz, who can fire him?
Well, the World Bank is governed by 24 people who represent the countries that own the World Bank. Mr. Wolfowitz has a contract with the bank, and if they decided to cancel the contract, those would be the people who did it. He's hired a big-time Washington lawyer, Bill Bennett, who represented, who represented President Clinton in the Paula Jones case, and he's insisting he's not going to quit, so they're going to have to fire him if they want to get rid of him.
Well, I have to ask, since he has hired Robert Bennett, this very prominent lawyer, is it almost as if this man is on trial?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. All of his actions since he came to the World Bank, and some even before that, when he was working for President Bush, helping to design and wage the war in Iraq, are now being scrutinized.
So what signals is the board sending right now?
Well, the board seems to be sending the signal of being very divided. It looks like the European representatives are ready to push Mr. Wolfowitz over the ledge. Some of the African representatives, in contrast, have come to his defense, and the U.S., as you pointed out earlier, is still standing by him.
Well, David, I have to ask, as this controversy goes on, and presumably, no matter how much he'd rather it be otherwise, distracts the president and the leadership of the World Bank, how important is the work that the World Bank is doing?
I think it's incredibly important. We still live in a world where there are slightly less than a billion people living on less than a dollar a day. That's a number that has come down over the years, largely because of what's gone on in China. With the bank working on things as important as curing AIDS in Africa or helping to eliminate some of the causes of climate control or climate change, or trying to lift the status of women in countries where economies are handicapped by holding them back, it's just it's a hard job, and it's one that I'm sure it's terribly distracting to have your leader under this attack and have all the staff running around speculating on whether he'll survive or not.
Let me ask about something you mentioned there. You mentioned that the number of people who are living on a dollar a day or less has gone down because of what's happened in China. The World Bank spent a lot of time arranging financing for projects in places like China and India, which don't seem to need that help so much anymore. Is this still such a relevant institution?
Well, there's a lot of question about whether China needs subsidized loans from the World Bank, given how much money it has. The World Bank does a couple of things. One is it lends a lot of money. Second, it gives a lot of technical advice. It has 10,000 professionals. That's three times the size of the faculty of Yale University. Some people think the advice isn't very good, but there's a lot of evidence that in some places it actually has made a positive difference. And then one of Mr. Wolfowitz's challenges over the next several years, if he stays, is to get world governments to chip in $30 billion to help subsidize loans to the very poorest of countries. After all, although China and India seem to be doing quite well on their own, there is just devastation in some parts of Africa and Asia. And without some global effort to lift those people out of poverty, they're going to suffer.
So very briefly, if Wolfowitz were to leave, and we have no indication that he will, who chooses a successor then?
Technically, the board chooses a successor. The tradition has been that an American always gets the World Bank job and a European always gets the International Monetary Fund job. I think that if Mr. Wolfowitz does go, this will be one of those moments where the rest of the world says, why should an American be getting this job by guarantee? We ought to just got to get the best person.
Hmm. Well, David, good to talk to you this morning.
Welcome.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for The Wall Street Journal.